Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The difference between the first half and the second half for the Patriots on Sunday was dramatic. The stats told the story, and so did the look and feel. One of the many glaring areas was the pass rush category. In the first half, Ryan Tannehill came out unscathed, and the Dolphins had nearly double the time of possession as the Pats. The second half, a different story, and Tannehill was taken down plenty.
Tannehill from the gun, again pressured and brought down by another rookie free agent. Another sack for Chris Jones.
Look at these kids having fun.
Ryan Tannehill already knew what a Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia defense was capable of. Rewind to week 17 of his rookie season, last December 30th, a Patriots season-high 7 sacks. Oddly enough, none of the players credited with those sacks was around Sunday. But after 0 quarterback hits in the first half, the Patriots pulled down Tannehill 6 times.
The first half, they kind of had a little lead there, so they were just trying to run the ball, throw 90s, throw quick stuff. They never, took a 5-step drop in the first half. So second half, once we kind of put a little pressure on them, had to get the ball downfield, had to move the ball. We were able to get on the quarterback a little bit and, get after him. So that's always a good thing. I enjoy having the ability to just get after the quarterback. It's always a nice feeling.
One sack was by Dante Hightower, which led directly to a missed Miami field goal. The next sack was by rookie corner Logan Ryan, a strip sack that led to a Pats touchdown. Then, once the Pats took a lead, it became easier to get after Tannehill, knowing he'd have to throw. The Pats brought him down 4 times in the final 6 minutes of the game.
It feels great, as a defensive end and as a every pass rusher. When you're up and you know the team has to throw the ball or they have to get chunks, they have to get yardage, you should lick your chops.
Get them in those situations where they have to throw, and then, a defensive lineman, plays a lot differently when you get your ears pinned back and you're just going to get the quarterback as opposed to playing the run and reacting to the pass.
Well, Tannehill has now been sacked 16 times in 3 career games against the Patriots. He is 0-3. When the Patriots get the ball rolling with quarterback pressure, it can get ugly for the opposing QB. Make sure you check out Jackie Britton's player profile on Logan Ryan, who authored one of the many game-turning sacks on Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.